Tuesday night, Chodesh Halvodah, Shaar Avodas Elokim. Perek Gimel. Chodesh Halvodah has established in Perek Gimel that Avodas Elokim is Kniyah LaHashem, being in a... that your relationship with Hashem is one of being humbled by Hashem, humbled towards Hashem. You owe Him so much. He is so infinite and great, and we are so small. We're the beneficiaries of so much tov. So you feel small and nichna to Hashem. That is Avodas Elokim, to feel that, to acknowledge it, to be aware of it, and to act accordingly. Now, what does act accordingly mean? So the Torah gives certain suggestions. Wear tefillin, keep Shabbos, eat kosher. These are all things that the Torah set up. But if there wouldn't be a Torah, if we'd all be like Avraham Avinu, figuring things out for ourselves, so we may end up with the mitzvahs of the Torah anyway. Maybe, maybe not. But we would also walk around a whole day doing the equivalent of wearing tefillin and tzitzis and mezuzah and Shabbos and Pesach and so on and so forth. The conceptual equivalent. And the Chodesh Halvodah says that there's two types of kniyah. One is, there's really a gun at my head kniyah, or I want reward. So it's a self-centered kniyah, a kniyah that, you know, I better act a certain way because I want to attain certain things. So I'm also nichna. I'm nichna to this great power who has control over me. So what should I do? But then there's the kniya, the higher level kniya that the Chodesh Halvodah wants us to reach, and that's the goal of life, is the kniya of gratitude, of overwhelming thankfulness, appreciating what Hashem is and what Hashem does for us, and you're just overflowing with thankfulness. That's the higher level kniyah. The reason that's higher level, he then says there are seven reasons why the Torah inspired kniyah, which is more geared towards Shechar V'Onesh and following certain rituals. And if you do this, don't do this, or else, that's the Torah system. That's a stepping stone to the higher level. But why is the higher level a higher level? So he gives seven reasons. Last night we learned reason number one. Reason number one was that it's so easy to do things for the wrong motivation. Because if you're doing things basically with an orientation of Shechar V'Onesh, then your real avoda is to gain for yourself something, or to avoid getting hurt yourself. So it's very easy to slip into total, you know, and that's how about we should live our whole lives with Shechar V'Onesh. It's not the highest madrega, but that's pretty good. But it's very easy to slip into doing things for totally selfish reasons, meaning prestige, to attain a certain station, to have friends, people shouldn't think badly of me, right? So it's so easy to slip into that. To do things shalol lishma for the wrong reasons. Like real shalol lishma. Then he says, but Mashenkin, if you're motivated by the higher form of kniya, so then it's by definition, you're thankful to Hashem, and therefore you want to do things for Him. You want to do His will. So there's no room for shalol lishma in that mindset. Now we're up to reason number two. We're on Daf Pei Ches. Now, reason number two is very difficult. It's difficult to really understand the difference between reason number two and reason number one. And in learning Chodesh Halvodah, looking at different perushim and thinking myself, we'll see. It's difficult what exactly he means, but I have different suggestions. But you'll see on the surface, it's hard to distinguish between reason number one and reason number two. Let's learn reason number two. Ha'ofen Hasheni, Daf Peches, towards the bottom. The paragraph starts with Ha'ofen Hasheni, the second way in which the higher level of Kniya is indeed superior to the lower level Kniya. Shamishmas, Habo Alidei Horas HaTorah, Lotusag, you don't attain that level of obedience, of kniya to Hashem, ela achre hayichu bagamul v'hafchoda ba'onesh. You only attain it by being attuned to schar v'onesh. That's not a v'asher tiag dehoras haseichel, but what you attain through the higher level kniya. In other words, so you're not really into it. You're not really, like, your soul isn't really there. You're not really bonded with Hashem. Then we know, it's like saying, you know, it's like a very good philosophical question. What's the, according to the Chodesh Halvavos, the highest level a person should attain, could attain and should attain, is not to feel forced to do anything. Not to feel like, you know, the way the Torah sets it up, it's like Ubacharta Bachayim. Reina Sati Lufnechem Ayom, it's a Chayim, it's a Tov, it's a Mod, it's a Sarah. That's not really much of a choice. So we have Yitzhar, we have Taimus, Halavai, we should follow the Torah's way of setting it up. But in the Torah system, but in Ha'orah Sichlis, like, it's nadava. Like, you really, like, you are really holding there. You want to be obeyed Hashem. No one's, even if you wouldn't have any olam haba, and even if there would be nothing involved, then Hashem would say, Mami, do what you want, I don't care. There's no schar, there's no onesh, there's no nothing. The person motivated by Ha'orah Sichlis would be a tzaddik, would still say, like, wow, like, how could I not do Hashem's will? Like, you know, it's just basic menschlichkeit, basic common sense, right? So that's total nedava. Uretzono lahashkias kol hakochos b'mishmas Hashem l'shmo achre yediyo v'hizbonanus. It's not so easy to attain. You're not going to get a bar mitzvah kid holding by doing this. You have to learn through shara yichut, and you have to learn through shara b'china, and then you, wow. So, achre yediyo b'hizbonanus, after thinking about it, and, you know, you're contemplating it, and turning it over in your mind, and delving into all the various tovos Hashem gives us. Kien ha-nefesh. Stop here. So what exactly is he saying? So, the Mefarshim say, like, it's sort of like the first thing, but so if you look at the word, so there's different ways of looking at the second thing. In the first thing, really, I mean, even if they're all the terutzim, I would have put the second thing first and the first one second, which makes me suspect that I don't really understand what he's saying, because with any pshat, this should be the first thing. He's saying, like, put aside shalom lishma, really. Put aside, like, slipping into shalom lishma and doing it for prestige and doing it because you don't want your neighbor to see that you didn't come to shul today and put on tefillin, and you don't want him to ask you how come there's no mezuzah on your door. Well, you know, you don't want him to ask you what you were doing in McDonald's. Put aside that. It's just the etzem avoda is different. The avoda with a gun to your head is... He says, "Aras HaTorah is you're in the world. You're relating to schar va'onesh, and there's an element of coercion there. There's an element of, you know, I don't really want to be doing this, but I better. That's why I would have put this first. Now this is the etzem zach. That's better than that." He says, "But if you have a aras sichlis, then you're motivated by a nedivus halev. You're holding there. You're really into this. You don't need any outside force warning you or urging you or telling you. You're there. You're right there. Like, yeah. Like, thank you, Hashem. You know, like, you don't need anybody to tell you to do anything. That's what you're holding. Nedivus hanefesh, generosity of spirit, uritzona, that's your inner will. You don't need, it's not imposed." He says, the etzem zach. Ha'orah Toronis is imposed from the outside. Go put on tefillin. Go do this. Don't do this. Do this. That's an imposition. And that relates to schar va'onesh. This is total nedivus halev. This is where you're holding. You don't need anyone telling you to do anything. It's coming from from you. You want to have this relationship with Hashem. So that's a higher level. That's just common sense that that's a higher level. So that's without the Shalom Lishma angle of prestige and honor, and so that people shouldn't make fun of you, and so that you should get a good shidduch. Not that. Just, that's why I say it should really come first. Another way of saying it is just that it's pashut, it's more sincere, which is very, very close to what I said till now. It's just, it's more you. It's more nedivus. It's more, it's no one's imposing it from the outside. It's you. Now it's just, it's more sincere, which maybe really is just a different word for the same idea. Like, it's more sincere. You really mean it. I guess it's basically the same thing. Because that's what sincerity means. That it's coming from you. It's coming from a deep understanding of why you should be doing this. And you want to do this. You want to do it. You really want to do it. So that's, I guess that's what sincerity is. The Lev Tov, that Sefer HaChayus HaLevavos, he has an interesting pshat. You know, he doesn't even say it's a pshat. He just sneaks it in. Because he makes believe the Chayus HaLevavos is saying it. So he obviously learned like this, that with the first way of Schar Va'onesh, you won't necessarily be Oved Hashem B'chol Kocho. You want to get by. You know, if you get your schar and you don't get your onesh, so that's all you care about. You're not going to do your utmost to do Hashem's will. You're not going to go beyond what you have to do to be Yotze. I guess his diuk was in the word is in the words koa kochos. I guess he felt that the emphasis of the word koa kochos. Elamitoch nedivus hanefesh uritzono lahashkia as kol hakochos b'nishmas Hashem lishmo. So that's how he learned. The Lev Tov learns. So we have two pshatim basically. One is that it's coming from you. There's no imposition at all. And the Lev Tov learns that he means you're going to be over Hashem b'chol kocho because you want to do whatever you can to thank Hashem. You're not going to do the minimum. You're going to go to the max. When you're doing it for Schar Va'onesh, and you're listening to instructions, so you're not going to go to the max. You might be medactic with mitzvahs to make sure that you're listening to Hashem's instructions. But like, once you did Hashem's instructions, it's over. Like, you did it. Hashem said, do this, I did it. Don't do this, I didn't do it. Do this, I did it. Don't do this, I didn't do it. Like, why should you go more than that? But in Ha'ara Sichlis, you'll go to the max. What I mean, like, in Ha'ara Taranis, when are you going to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Anybody? Pesach. But in Ha'ara Sichlis, like, you're going to be walking in the street, taking a walk for your daily exercise, and you say, hey, wow, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Unbelievable. Eser Makos. The fact that it's not Pesach and it's not Leil Pesach and you're not sitting at the Seder, it's not relevant. You're just overflowing with gratitude. So that doesn't mean you're going to go to the max. You're going to be over Hashem B'chol Kocho. That's how the Lev Tov learns. Again, according to both ways of understanding reason number two, it bothers me. It should have been reason number one. Like, that's more fundamental. The first reason is already, because you'll easily slip into like a bad form of avoda. So, I don't know. Okay, we should stop here, but I want to finish reason number two, please. And he says a sentence now that is such, this is so fundamental, this is so important. He just throws in a sentence that's mind-boggling. He says something very funny. He's talking about you doing it out of utter sincerity, and you have no ulterior motive. Now look at this. Ki ein hanefesh misnadebes, your nefesh, your soul, your ego, you, the inner person, who you are. You don't offer to do something, the mesheyesh lo, ela achre sheyizbor lo, until it's clear to it, shehatumura machria oso, that there's, it's going to get something out of it. V'hu ritzos Hashem osa. What is he talking about? He just got through saying, you don't expect anything. You don't want anything. You have no ulterior motives. You're totally, you want to do this because you understand you have to do this. You have to acknowledge gratitude and thanks to the one who bestowed upon you everything that you have in life. Life itself, existence itself. What does he mean by this last sentence? What is he talking about? He's talking about that the nefesh will not do something unless it's getting something in return. And what is that something in return? Ritzos Hashem osa. So this is mamish, a very, very big yisod. There is one form of, we'll call it shelo lishma, but we can't really call it shelo lishma, because it's the highest form of lishma possible. And that is that you want to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. Ritzos Hashem osa. Like Noach motzo chen be'enei Hashem. Because that's the highest level, because that's what the person who feels the debt of gratitude wants. He wants, I want to find favor in your eyes. Right? You gave me everything, so I want to do for you so that you will look kindly upon me. You won't feel I'm a kofi tov. You won't feel I'm, right? So it's a meridiki yasod, he says. It's just the nefesh that's totally sincere and is an obeid Hashem, is nichna, out of a sense of thankfulness and gratefulness and gratitude, wants something in return. But what does it want in return? It wants that he should find favor in the eyes of Hashem. It's like that's the highest form of lishma, that Hashem is pleased with us. Because that's what the person who has that debt of gratitude wants. He wants to find favor in the eyes of the person who did the tova for him. He wants that the person should be pleased with his acknowledgement of thanks. So that's what he says. He throws that in, and it's a tremendous yesod, that on this highest level of utter sincerity and gratitude, and of course I'm going to do Hashem's will, because how could I not? You're doing that in the context of that Hashem should be pleased with your actions. And that's why you'll go to the max. Because the more you do, even if it's not Pesach and it's not, right, you break loose through the gevulim, so to speak, of the Torah, in terms of you're doing more. You're doing more. You're not doing what you could be yotze with, but you're doing the most. So that's what the nefesh wants, because the nefesh wants that Hashem should be pleased with it. So it's going to, like, you know, do the utmost it can in order that Hashem be pleased with it. Okay. That's number two. Reason number two.